You must always get consent from a patient, and this can be in different ways. If a patient's having an operation or an intervention, normally they would have to sign a formal consent form, and a formal consent form can come in lots of guises. It could be that the patient consents for the self. It can be that the patient has an advocate that will sign for them. If it's a patient that's under an age or doesn't understand, then a parent can sign for that patient. So there are lots of different consent forms, and you have to make sure that you use the appropriate consent form. That is really important. Consent on a formal form is usually taken by the doctor that is going to do the procedure or the operation. And when the consent's done, you will talk to the patient and tell them what the risks, complications, side effects could be, what they're going to do, and what may happen afterwards. So this is what they call an informed consent. So the patient then knows everything about that procedure or that operation, and he then can sign that consent if he agrees with it. So that's informed consent. The other consent that there is a verbal consent. I would use this as a healthcare all the time. Every time you go to a patient to do anything with them, you must gain a formal an informal consent from them. This can be, Mrs. Jones, I'm just coming to do your blood pressure, is that all right? And the patient would say yes or no. If the patient says no, then we don't do that blood pressure. We would then maybe go in and speak to a member of staff to pass that on and maybe go in from a different angle. And actually explain why we need to do the blood pressure. So everything that you do for a patient, you must gain consent. If you're actually saying to them, shall we put your nightie on? That, and they say yes, that is a consent. You must gain consent.